with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The House overwhelmingly rejected President-elect Trump's GOP legislation keeping the government open by a vote of 174 to 235, failing to earn even a majority in the Republican-controlled House. Tom Cole, the Republican chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, says he knows that folks are upset about a new budget bill.
I know there's great frustration that a second continuing resolution is necessary, and quite frankly, I share in that feeling. But a government shutdown is never a good alternative.
Congress has until midnight Friday to come up with a way to fund the government, or federal agencies will close down. It's up to each agency to determine how it handles a shutdown, but there would be disruptions in many services. Benefit checks for Social Security and Medicare recipients would go out, however. Troops and law enforcement officers would also stay on the job. Packaged foods in the U.S. will have to follow new rules in order to call themselves healthy, correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Under a new rule, a product claiming to be healthy must contain a certain amount of food from one or more food groups, such as fruit, vegetables, grains, dairy, and protein. For the first time, the rule sets certain limits for added sugars. Foods must also limit sodium and saturated fat at levels that depend on the type of product. No longer worthy of being labeled healthy food are sugary cereals, highly sweetened yogurts, white bread, and some granola bars. Avocados, olive oil, salmon, eggs, and some trail mix can be labeled healthy. Food manufacturers have until 2028 to comply. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 15 points, the Nasdaq dropped 19, the S&P 500 lower by 5. This is SRN News. Assisted suicide is spreading in Canada.
According to the latest report from the country's national health care system, one in every 20 Canadians who died last year did so of their own volition and with the help of a doctor. Assisted suicide was up 16% in Canada in 2023 over 2022, even as the government has expanded the categories of people who can request it. Pro-life advocates and clergymen have warned that legalizing a so-called right to die will very quickly become a duty to die, particularly for the elderly and handicapped. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A couple has dropped a lawsuit that led the Alabama Supreme Court to rule earlier this year that frozen embryos are human beings who have legal rights. The couple had filed suit after their frozen embryos were destroyed in an accident at a storage facility. The Alabama High Court then ruled that under an 1872 law, the couple could pursue wrongful death lawsuits. This is SRN News. More subway security for New Yorkers.
In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul's deploying 250 more National Guard members in New York City's subway system during the busy Christmas season. This is on top of the 750 members sent into the system in March to address a rash of violence. Hochul says cameras have now been installed on 100% of subway cars.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Officials say FBI agents searched the home of a Los Angeles deputy mayor this week as part of an investigation into whether he made a bomb threat against City Hall. A statement from the office of Mayor Karen Bass says she was notified of Tuesday's search at the residence of Brian K. Williams as part of a probe into an alleged threat. Williams is the deputy mayor for public safety. The L.A. Police Department has confirmed the investigation. Williams has not been arrested or charged. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.